MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 24, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Marblehead Schools to investigate anti-Semitism. City of Gloucester seeking a large loan. And the governor announces an affordable housing initiative in Danvers.
I'm Bill Newell, and coming up just a bit later, I'll tell you about the Agganis Week that's underway in the city of Lynn. Rick?
Okay, thanks, Bill. Sunny, high near 80 today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:58 p.m. A man who was serving a life sentence for a 1987 execution-style murder in Salem has been granted parole. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News that there were objections for Charles Chucky Doucette's parole. The family of the victim, as well as the Essex County District Attorney's Office, objected to the parole of Doucette, who is now 64 years old. The Marblehead School Committee will be hiring an investigator stemming from accusations of anti-Semitism in the Marblehead schools. The Marblehead Current is reporting that after 2 hours of testimony last week, the investigator will address those claims and counterclaims. One teacher claimed that Marblehead has been knowingly supporting a hostile work environment of some of the Jewish teachers and students. Those with wealth who pay taxes in Massachusetts are leaving the state at an accelerating pace. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes today that a report by the Massachusetts Society of Certified Public Accountants suggests the state is seeing top earners leaving the state in response to the millionaire's tax, which set a new 4% surtax on individuals with incomes over $1 million. The city of Gloucester is looking for big money to upgrade the water pollution control facility on Essex Avenue. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times the city is looking for a nearly $206 million loan to fund the facility, and this would become the largest loan the city has ever sought. There will be a public hearing on the issue tomorrow night as part of the city council meeting beginning at 6:30 p.m. Governor Mara Healey was in Danvers last week to announce the spending of $227 million to build nearly 2,000 housing units. The event took place at the New England Home for the Deaf in Danvers. Danvers Town Manager Steve Bartha spoke at the event regarding the efforts Danvers has made to develop affordable housing.
We in Danvers as a community have taken decisive action in the last few years to begin to work on this critical need. And I want to acknowledge we have a number of our local officials here today from our planning board, select board, and staff who have been in the trenches working on these issues. In 2017, our town meeting adopted a smart growth zoning district in the heart of our downtown, which resulted in the Maple Square project that is currently under construction in Danvers Square, that will result in 145 walkable housing units, 20% of which will be affordable, and will include mixed-use commercial on the first floor and new restaurants. In 2020, our town meeting overwhelmingly voted to rezone the rest of the 90 acres that comprise our downtown, introducing by right multifamily housing and other types of mixed-use developments.
Bartha added that the town's zoning changes have spurred the construction of affordable units ahead of the efforts of many other local communities.
Through those two zoning processes, Danvers has established what really is one of the most robust affordable housing provisions that we're aware of. For most new developments, 12.5% of housing has to be either deed restricted affordable or fractional payments equal to $35,000 per unit produced has to go into our affordable housing trust funds, which can then be used to leverage additional affordable housing units in our town. I think in many ways Danvers is a good case study of the uphill battle that we all are fighting to create affordable housing. And I think we've done more than most communities to stimulate housing development that meets the need of our residents and our would-be residents. But whether these efforts are enough to make sure that housing security is something that all members of our community can enjoy, I think remains an open and vexing question.
That was Danvers Town Manager Steve Bartha. We will have much more on last week's event that highlights the project at the New England Homes for the Deaf in Danvers all later in North Shore Today Extra. And names in the news. The Daily Item is reporting today that Karina Texera has been named the new Senior Branch Executive Director of the Lynn YMCA. Sports with Bill Newell next, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox wrapped up a weekend series with the Reds yesterday as they picked up a 7-4 win in Cincinnati. The Red Sox are home tonight to host the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:10 at Fenway Park. Action continues today with the Agganis All-Star Games. The boys and girls basketball doubleheader will be held at Lynn Classical High School. The boys game at 5:30 this afternoon, the girls at 7 tonight. The girls-boys soccer game will be tomorrow at Manning Field. At 5, it's the girls. Then at 6:30, it is the boys. And the week will be capped with the 62nd Agganis All-Star football game to be played Wednesday evening at Manning Field, kickoff at 6 o'clock. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Monday. North Shore Today Extra is next, with some highlights from a ceremony in Danvers last week. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're featuring comments from Governor Maura Healey and others. She was in Danvers last week, announcing the spending of $227 million to build nearly 2,000 housing units. The event took place at the New England Homes for the Deaf in Danvers. Much more on that project at that location coming up here in North Shore Today Extra. So we begin now. We return to Danvers Town Manager Steve Bartha to introduce the governor.
The governor has made housing affordability a top priority in her administration. And I know that I can speak on behalf of my fellow managers when I say that in this governor, we have a true partner working with local government on this important work. And with that, please join me in welcoming Governor Healey. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. And thank you to Steve, wonderful town manager here in Danvers, for those words and for recounting what is so important about what this community has done. And on behalf of myself, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, we are grateful. I also want to thank Steve Sacco, Tom Boudreau, and the New England Homes for the Deaf for hosting us today. Thank you for showing us how important it is and how it's possible to build homes for a wide range of communities, especially those who faced for too long unfair barriers to housing. This is a place of great history too, and I know we'll hear more about that history, but it was wonderful to be able to walk in and see the photographs. Years ago, the Deaf clubs, you think about Helen Keller, you think about what's happening right now in this community, and it's really awesome. It's really awesome. So thank you for the pleasure of being able to be with all of you today. We can't do this work without the work of our colleagues in the legislature who are called to actual duty this afternoon at the State House, but we're grateful to the outstanding legislative leadership of Senator Joan Lovely and Representative Sally Cairns. Also wonderful to see our governor's counselor, Eileen Duff, is with us this afternoon, as it is not a Wednesday when you're otherwise looking at judges, but you can be here, so thank you. I'm joined here today by our Secretary of Housing and Livable Communities at Augustus. This is the first time we've had a Secretary of Housing and Livable Communities. And Ed Augustus and his team have done a fantastic job. Many who are in the audience here today, we appreciate that. We also have Crystal Cornegay as well from Mass Housing, a great partner in these efforts. And affordable housing experts from Wind Companies, which is a Massachusetts company that is one of the premier developers of affordable housing here in Massachusetts. We also have, where is Commissioner Opie? There he is, thank you. Dr. Opialuwa Satanwa is our Massachusetts Commissioner for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, and we appreciate the work of that commission and that team. We also have our Commissioner for the Blind, John Oliveira, with us today. Thank you. So what I want to do is, first off, congratulate you, because this was a competitive process. There's only so much money to go around, and this was one of the awardees, this New England Homes for the Deaf, working with Wind Development to make possible to create here affordable homes for members of our community. This funding, together with the support from the town of Danvers, and we thank Danvers, is going to allow them to move forward with a project that creates 116 homes, more than 80% of which are affordable to folks with lower incomes. That's awesome. Now, all of them will meet passive home standards that help us advance our climate goals as well, and importantly, create a healthier environment for residents and communities. Today's awards fund developments like this one. The good news is, for those not lucky enough to live in Danvers, we're also doing this for communities around the state. So we've got a total of $227 million that today will be invested and combined state capital, state tax credits, and federal tax credits to build out nearly 2,000 more units, including over 1,700 that are affordable to people making less than 60% of median income, and another nearly 500 that are affordable, that are available to people making less than 30% of the median. We know that homes are fundamental. Housing, homes, it's more than a roof over one's head. It's a place of belonging, it's a place of security, and I don't want, as governor, anyone in our state to live with a fear or the existence of housing insecurity. We know that. It's not right. It's not right for families. It's not right for residents. So we are really pleased to be here today. Housing is priority one for this administration. It's why we filed a really big $4 billion bond bill that we're grateful the legislature is working on it as we speak. But this is really important. And it's also important that we enforce laws like the MBTA Communities Act, which was passed before my time, unanimously almost, and signed into law by then Governor Baker. It's about making sure that every community does its job, because as great as our state is, no one single city or town, and we've got 351 of them, no one single city or town acting alone can solve our housing challenge. Everybody's got to give a little. It's not one size fits all, but the MBTA Communities Act provides a lot of carrots, a lot of technical assistance to do the rezoning, which is important. And with the bond bill, we're going to be providing the resources, the capital, the actual dough to get things online and produced. So let's make Massachusetts the hub of affordable housing for all. And with that, I'll turn it over to our great secretary, Secretary Ed Augustus, to share more about this announcement.
Thank you, Governor Healey. It's very cool to be here as the first housing secretary in more than 30 years, but it's even more cool to be housing secretary for a housing governor. Someone who's made this the top priority and shows that in literally every action that she takes. A week ago, we were announcing the new capital improvement plans for Massachusetts. And over the first 2 years of this administration, the first two plans, the governor has increased capital investment in housing by 50% in 2 years. That's real commitment. And the announcements that we're making today with the winter rental round, which is our largest ever, is partly a result of the governor signing into law last summer an increase in the low-income housing tax credits from $40 million a year to $60 million a year. So from that signature to today, nearly 2,000 more units of affordable housing are produced to meet the very strong demand all across Massachusetts. So that's how lucky we are to have a governor who gets it, who is using every lever available to her to make sure we're addressing the needs of the people of the Commonwealth during this housing crisis. We need housing for all incomes. We need housing for all stages of life. And we need a variety of homes for our students, for our families, and for our residents living with disabilities. Everywhere I visit, I hear that the cost of housing is too high and the availability of housing is too low. And this is a serious economic threat to our state. It makes it more difficult to retain our talented workforce, including our college graduates, who see their paychecks could go further somewhere else. It impacts our teachers, first responders, our public workers, who are sometimes spending up to 50% of their incomes or more on rent. And it hurts young families looking to buy their first home. No matter how much they save, they find themselves priced out of the system. Every winter, the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities awards rental projects across Massachusetts. We are proud to be providing funds to 27 different projects that will create nearly 2,000 units of affordable housing. 92% of those units will be affordable for middle-income households. 480 units will be reserved from extremely low-income individuals and families. This round of funding will be spread across 18 different communities from Danvers to Springfield. We are excited to make this announcement at Waterhouse project here in Danvers. The Waterhouse project will create, as the governor mentioned, 116 units of housing for residents who are deaf, deafblind, or near deaf. 93 of those units will be affordable, which includes 17 deeply affordable units. We need projects like this one to make our communities more vibrant, accessible, and equitable, and to make sure that these homes, that there are homes for every income bracket. The Healy-Driscoll administration has committed tax credits and subsidy funds to ensure these projects succeed, because no matter your income or your age, you should be able to find affordable housing in your community. And whether it's rehabbing units to make critical resiliency upgrades in East Hampton or Somerville, or creating 100% affordable housing for seniors in Worcester, or 100% affordable housing for families in Greenfield, today we celebrate one more project in front of us. Today we are celebrating 18 communities that are creating the housing that Massachusetts needs. These projects get us one step closer to becoming a more equitable and affordable Massachusetts for every income, so everyone from a barista to a banker can afford to live in Massachusetts. And before I introduce the next speaker, I do want to recognize Kate Racer, who is our Undersecretary for Housing Production. I guess you all know Kate Racer. Everybody knows Kate. It's my honor to introduce and thank for hosting us today, Adam Stein, Executive Vice President for Wing Companies.
Good afternoon, everyone. Adam Stein, I'm the Executive Vice President with Wing, and it's my pleasure today to talk about this truly unique community developed in partnership with New England Homes of the Deaf. Thanks to the funding awards announced today, we'll create the Waterhouse, 116 units of seniors housing, with 100% goal preference for deaf, deafblind, and hard of hearing. A community with amazing views of the Danvers River, one that is energy efficient, and that provides enhanced accessibility and supportive services. We learned so much working with New England Homes board and staff and residents during this project. The Waterhouse is designed to accommodate the needs of this unique population by incorporating specific technology and depth space design standards. That means open view corridors, extra wide and rounded hallways, flexible furniture layouts, soft colors and natural lighting to allow residents to focus on communication through sign language, body language, and facial expressions. Most importantly, we've created an inclusive, comfortable, and safe environment to foster socialization, well-being, in the most successful living environment possible. It's been an amazing and a fulfilling process, and I'm so proud to be participating in a project, in an industry, in a state like Massachusetts that does so much good for the communities that they invest in. The Waterhouse is really a first of its kind project and accomplishes three key objectives. It fulfills New England Homes' 100-year mission to serve and expand much-needed housing for the deaf community. It advances Wind Company's unwavering commitment and mission to create and care for mixed-income housing and its residents. And for the Commonwealth, it ensures that the state expanded housing production benefits all its residents who desperately need quality, affordable housing. There won't be a duck tour today or a parade for the 26 winners, but there really should be, because these awards are a big win for affordable housing in Massachusetts. In a state that is rightly proud of its champions in sports, we're so fortunate to have champions of affordable housing. Governor Healey, Secretary Augustus, my Hall of Fame coaches, Larry Curtis, Gilbert Wynn, by unanimous decision, MVP Mike O'Brien. When it comes to housing, everyone in this room is a champion, and we're all playing hard to win big every day. We'll do a big groundbreaking event. There's so many people I want to thank and acknowledge. Just quickly, David Ankley, just raise your hand quick. David was the deal maker here. David and I met in Peabody years ago. We had a project that we worked on together. We built a relationship. We built trust. David is on the board of New England Home. David has done a lot of pro bono work for New England Home. And David made the connection from one wonderful mission-driven agency to another, and the rest is history. So thanks, David, for bringing us together.
That was part of a ceremony in Danvers held last week at the New England Homes for the Deaf in Danvers. Governor Maura Healey speaking earlier there, along with Town Manager Steve Bartha regarding earlier in our North Shore Today news segment on the progress being made in Danvers on building affordable housing. This is North Shore Today Extra. This is MSONewsSports.com. Have a great Monday.